I'm Alex Keefe, and you're listening to VPR News. Last year, serious problems within Rutland Mental Health brought the nonprofit close to losing its state accreditation. Corrective measures taken by the agency have restored the state's confidence. But as VPR's Nina Keck reports, one of the biggest problems for the local nonprofit remains.
Rutland Mental Health is one of 11 designated agencies that the state contracts with to provide counseling services, substance abuse treatment, and a variety of programs for the developmentally disabled. In Rutland County, about 3,000 adults and children receive services. Last summer, complaints of long wait times for mental health services, communication breakdowns, high staff turnover, and a toxic work environment boiled over and threatened Rutland Mental Health's funding. Former CEO Dan Quinn resigned, and several top executives retired or left the area. Current CEO Dick Kersell says the agency is rebuilding its top management team and has spent the last 6 months working closely with the state to improve communication and outcomes.
And I think that was very helpful because what it allowed us to do was to show the progress that we were making, also ask for some technical support.
He says they're working to create more transparency, improve governance, and foster a culture where employees feel appreciated and heard. But Kersell says it's difficult when you're grappling with a staff turnover rate of more than 27%.
You know, when you're paying somebody like $11.65 an hour, and they're working with a very challenging individual, you know, you only want to do that work for so long. And I'll have to say that the entire designated agency system in the state of Vermont is in peril in with respect to its employee turnover rate because we're not able to keep employees due to the funding and pay.
Kersell says state-funded Medicaid pays for most of their services and reimbursement rates haven't kept up with costs. Nick Emlin is Mental Health Services Director for Vermont Care Partners, a coalition that advocates for the designated agencies.
I've been in this job for 15 years. I pride myself in not indulging in hyperbole, but I was at a monthly meeting of program directors today in Waterbury, and they basically were saying, we are scared. And hearing that, I am scared. And what they're scared about is the number of staff vacancies because their staff are leaving because of low salaries.
Wilda White is the executive director of Vermont Psychiatric Survivors, an advocacy group based in Rutland.
Beneath that low wages is another structural problem, which is just a rampant, unchecked, untalked about discrimination against people with mental health challenges and those who are employed to help us.
That discrimination means those who suffer from mental illness have little political power, and White says funding levels reflect that. Frank Reed is commissioner of Vermont's Department of Mental Health.
Part of what we have been trying to do with our dialogue with the agencies is what can we do differently? How can we work with the designated agency system to provide, you know, the highest priority services, do it in the most cost-effective way, and preserve what's critical, and then the things that are less critical to maybe not do as much of.
The hard part is deciding what's less critical. For VPR News, I'm Nina Keck.